honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. I love to talk about using food as medicine, food as healing, and today we're going to be talking about seven foods to boost sexual performance with Stephanie McPherson. Hello, Stephanie. Welcome to Naturally Savvy. So good to have you.
Thank you, Lisa. So excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
I love talking about food and sex. So this is right up my alley. So the segment goes by so fast, Stephanie. I want to make sure we get these seven foods in. So just jump right in. What's the first food to help boost our sexual performance?
Absolutely. Okay, number one is spinach. Okay, spinach is so rich in magnesium. And that is a mineral that decreases the inflammation in the blood vessels, which thereby is going to increase blood flow. And increased blood flow is going to increase blood flow to the lower extremities. Also, hard men have very healthy hearts. Bananas, rich in potassium. Potassium is going to keep your sodium levels under control, keep that blood pressure down. And also, with your blood pressure being down, you're going to have a healthy heart. Men with healthy, strong hearts are going to have healthy, strong erections.
Oh, good.
And like men who eat over 10 servings of tomatoes have an 18% lower risk of developing prostate cancer. Men with the highest tomato intake also, contributed to 8 to 10% more normal sperm production. Hot peppers. Guys, the hotter you can take it, the better. A recent study from France found that men who have a taste for spicy foods tend to have higher testosterone levels than those who can't handle the heat. So, guys, eat those hot peppers. Green tea. Green tea is rich in a compound called a catechin. Okay, catechins also boost desire by promoting blood flow to those nether regions as well. Catechins also kill off free radicals that damage and inflame blood vessels, increasing their ability to transport blood. Ginger. Oh. Ginger is another incredible spice. It will improve your sex life, but again, all this has to do with blood flow, improving artery health. This spice has also been shown to boost levels of testosterone and sperm viability. So those are seven incredible foods for men.
All right, we're going to go through those again. I just want to mention that my husband, no wonder he's so good in the sack. He's going to kill me, but anyway.
Love it.
I have to say, he makes a ginger tea every single morning, and I don't think there's any tea in it. He actually will spend cut up all the little ginger, and then he'll freeze it, and then he'll take it out each day, and he'll put cardamom and ginger and some other stuff, and then he eats all the foods. The spicier, the better. So this is good news. Now, I did read something that if women eat more healthy fat, that can help them get more lubricated, and I thought that was so interesting because I am, the biggest fan of healthy fat around here, so that's a nice thing as well.
Absolutely.
So this is such good advice. Now, go through those seven foods again.
Okay.
You don't have to tell us all the details, but just so we can, I've got my pencil out. I want to make sure I'm getting them all into my husband.
Yes, abso-doggone-lutely. Spinach, bananas, tomatoes, hot peppers, green tea, and ginger. And Lisa, you mentioned that about women and the healthy fats. I have a list here for women as well.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. All right. Tell us, Stephanie.
Okay. Steak, especially the grass-fed kind.
Steak.
Okay.
All right.
High source of zinc, libido-boosting nutrient. Salmon, as you were talking about the healthy fats. Omega-3s, the fatty fish, great. Perfect for improving the circulation in your body. Eggs also balance your hormone levels and regulate your libido. Chocolate. We all love chocolate, right? Who doesn't love chocolate? Especially the darker and the more cacao in the chocolate, the better. It has a compound called phenylethylamine, which is also shown to release the same endorphins that are triggered by sex. Oatmeal, your morning meal, actually can boost your testosterone. Women, we produce testosterone as well. And testosterone is also very important for a healthy sex drive. And peaches, anything with high vitamin C content. Think about it, strawberries, any citrus fruits. That's going to increase libido in women and help boost blood flow.
See, this is so important because instead of taking the medications that men take, and I'm not saying that maybe some men don't, but I always feel like utilizing food is the last way to go. You know, if you go to your doctor's office, I feel like maybe some more integrative doctors are saying, okay, what are you eating, pal? Let's see, you know, let's see, maybe they don't call you pal, but you know, let's see what's going on. And then they just write them a prescription for one of the PDEs instead of saying, okay, what are you eating? And that's why I love doing Naturally Savvy, because we want to encourage people to utilize food in the right way. And these, all these foods are fantastic. It's not like we're asking you to eat something terrible.
Yes, absolutely. If you are, if your diet is rich in these types of foods, then you are predominantly eating a diet that is going to create better health for yourself. So the more healthy you are, the more likely that you're going to have less medical problems. Now, as a health coach, we work hand in hand with doctors. We're not trying to eradicate them, or we're not trying to eradicate pharmaceutical drugs, but by eating a healthy diet, I mean, you have a healthier body, and you're going to have a healthier, stronger erection or a healthier, stronger sex drive.
Yeah, you are. Now, let's talk a little bit about your work. Talk to us about your website, Blissful Transformation.
Blissful Transformation. Well, I am a health and life coach, and what I do is I create space. I work with people, okay? And it's about creating a safe space for them to go within. All of the answers, all of our answers are within us. I don't tell people what to do. I don't even steer them what to do. Just by asking the right questions, people figure out within themselves what they need to do to make certain changes or achieve goals. And these are sustainable life choices and changes because you're doing it yourself. You're going within yourself to realize what's important in your life. And that's going to be different for everybody. So as a health and life coach, I create that space for you to discover that within yourself.
Oh, I'd love that. So they kind of find it within themselves, and then you're able, what do they ask you, like, okay, so for what I'm going through right now, or what should I be eating, or how are you going to, you know, how am I going to deal with some emotional issues? Do you guide them at that point?
Absolutely. I am trained. I just graduated from Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and I'm trained in absolutely every single, dietary theory that exists. And it's more of a bio-individual approach. Veganism may be good for one person, but paleo may be good for another. No one way of eating is going to be good for every single person. And again, most of it is about incorporating more fruits and vegetables. And I'm not saying that you can never have a Taco Bell or never have a slice of pizza, but you have to, figure out loving and respecting yourself. And when you love and respect yourself, you go, you know what? I deserve to take better care of myself. I deserve, my family deserves to be healthier. And when 98% or at least 90% of what you put into your body is healthy, an occasional slice of pizza or occasional piece of fried chicken is okay. But it's when so that's what I help people, or should I say help facilitate within people, for them to figure out within themselves that.
Oh, that is so great. Stephanie, you'll have to come back. The time goes by so quickly. Tell us all the ways we can find you so people can work with you.
Well, my number one, I have a page on Facebook, and it's called D-Fa-Rickin-Licious. And with D-Fa-Rickin-Licious, I have a way. I add actual syllables and words to my words. And with D-Fa-Rickin-Licious on Facebook, it's my way of sharing a lot of very healthy and extremely delicious recipes with a splash of humor.
Stephanie, we're going to have you back. I want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy. Thank you so much again. Take care. Stay well.